Hello.
Hey, is this Deborah? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Deborah?
Yes, do you want to speak to Deborah?
Yes, is she available?
Yes, this is she.
Oh, okay. This is Zach. You had filled out a form or you had spoke with one of my reps about your property on Perchire Lane?
Yeah, I hadn't spoke to anyone.
Okay. Are you
I
interested
had
in?
filled out the form.
You didn't fill out anything?
I just filled out the form. I didn't
Okay.
speak with anyone.
Awesome. Well, I'm familiar with the property. I have a place off Wiltshire Court. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm quite familiar with the area.
What is your name?
My name is Zach.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So tell me if you don't mind, what made you fill out a form?
What did the form ask say?
That you were interested in selling it and getting a
Yeah.
receive an offer for
Yes.
it? Yeah, so I'm just curious, are you
The phone
relocating?
is chopping up. I can't. It sound like it's vibrating. I can't. What did you say?
Are you looking to move? Or are you relocating?
Yes. I want to sell this house, period. I just want to sell it.
Okay.
And
Okay.
I don't know what's going to come next.
And
It was a long story. Excuse me.
do you have your next place of where you're going?
No, I don't.
Okay. Okay. I'm just trying to get a understanding so that way I can kind of help you the best I can if it makes sense.
Okay, well, the first thing is can we to get this house sold? I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do next because I'm not happy here. So I really can't tell you that.
And when you say, you're not happy, what is it, the neighborhood?
Oh no, the neighborhood is fine. It's just that I'm not happy with the house.
Okay. 'Cause I think you bought what, maybe 2 years ago?
Well, yeah, 2021. Yeah. Well, let me tell you the whole story. Okay, maybe I'm kind of sounding kind of like you're not understanding me. Okay. When I bought this house, it was my last choice because it was, well, okay, let me start over. I sold a house in Midlothian, Virginia
Okay.
back in 2019. Yes, 2019. Okay, I was looking to stay in that area, Chesterfield, Midlothian. But as you know, the pandemic came out.
Yes.
And I was in a whirlwind. I was in a whirl. I couldn't find nothing. I mean, everybody was going crazy.
Sure.
Everybody was going crazy. I mean, I had to stay with my daughter a year and a half before I would come across everything I tried to look at. They were outbidding. They were doing these ridiculous bidding up high. I just couldn't find nothing. So this was my only option. I'm not going to say my only option because I could have stayed with my daughter, but I'm used to my own privacy.
You wanted your own place.
Excuse me?
You wanted your own place, at least.
Yeah, because that's what I'm used to. Yeah, it wouldn't have been no problem. But if I had continued to stay with her, I really would have been in a bind because the interest rates have gone up. When I got this house, it was at 3. But like I was saying, I didn't have a choice. I mean, in so many words, I didn't have to worry about no one outbidding me. So this is where I landed
Okay.
because I wasn't in a bidding war.
Right.
If that's the best I can explain it.
No, I get it. I get it. I understand. So you like the neighborhood, you're just not happy
Yeah,
with
I like the neighborhood. Okay. Well, I guess I'm leaving out a whole lot. Okay, this house is just a typical rancher, right? It's just a typical, your typical rancher.
Right,
The
I'm familiar.
house that I,
Yeah.
excuse me.
I've seen it. I've seen the outside. I haven't been inside.
Yeah, the house that I sold on Fort Sumter Road, Midlothian, Virginia. I mean, okay. It was a rancher, but it was, bigger than this one. And it had the family room. This one doesn't have a family room. I'm okay without the dining room, but I miss my family room.
Sure.
Because I don't sit in the living room. Right now, I made one of the bedrooms into, the sitting area, the little den area on the back of the house. And like I said, the dining room I don't have to have, but I kind of, and I'm just not happy with the house.
Right.
The deck sits way up in the air. The builder told me that it wouldn't. When I first talked to the builder, whatever, the broker or whatever, oh no, it's not gonna be up in the air. It's sitting up in the air on the back. It is.
Right. So I hear everything that you're saying. We all make, rash decisions one way or the other at some point in life.
But I made the decision. I didn't, I can't control what happened after I sold my house. Like I said, as you know and I know, the pandemic, the COVID just ran rampant. It just looked like it just put things in an uproar to get it. I don't think that had never came out. I don't think I would have had problems in finding a house.
Sure.
And that's what I blame it on,
Right. No, I completely understand. And, let's just say we were able to, do something here. I mean,
Yeah,
are you
I'm.
just, do you plan
Go
on renting
ahead.
something or do you plan on?
No, like I said, I'm just really just trying to see what's what. I don't know. Really, I don't know why I really even filled out that form, but I don't think it's an option out here. Not with the interest rate the way they are. I think I'm stuck here for a minute. Because, like
Well,
I said, this house was at 3. And the
Sure.
interest rate are nowhere near there.
Right. And yeah, I definitely hear what you're saying. I mean, what is your goal for, when you sell it? What's your ultimate goal? What
Well, my ultimate goal, I guess to make enough, I don't know, to I guess you can say apartment or whatever, to maybe trying to see when the interest rate will come back to normal. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, so you're not opposed to going to an apartment before you and kind of being, patient on finding your next one.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's fair. I work with people, all the time. We buy about 10 houses a month, and we kind of present that option with, with all the time. So okay, so you want to sell, you want to get an apartment maybe. I mean, have you thought about the time that you would need if, we were able to work with you on buying it?
Have I ever thought about what? What's that you say?
The time that you would need, to be able to get into an apartment. I
Oh,
mean,
I guess I would. That I can't tell you that I would have to. Like I said, all that plays into fact. I guess I would have to see what's out here. I mean, I don't know. I can't say, what's out here. I mean, and I would like to go back to, Midlothian or Chesterfield.
Okay. And, have you considered what you wanted out of the house or, anything like
I
that?
don't know. What do you mean? What I want? What you mean? How much I'm asking for it? What do you mean?
Correct.
I can't say. You will have to. Whoever will have to be the judge of that to see what this house can sell for. I don't know. I don't know.
Sure.
I
Well,
made my guess.
I know the area very well, and realistically, if you were to take it to the open market, I mean, after realtor fees and commission, it'd probably be around like that 260 range. which you will away with, and you have a mortgage on it, so whatever you owe them. But I mean, there are other ways, you know. What?
What are they?
So, what? You bought this in 2022. So, did you?
2021. I
Okay.
mean, 22. No, you're right. 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2022. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I imagine you probably took advantage of the lower interest rates, you know, when they were occurring.
Well, that's where they were. I mean, I didn't take advantage of it. That's where they were. You know, just where they were. Like I said, after everything broke loose, this is where we at today. I mean,
So,
I have that's not my first house buying. I've always interest rate. I never bought a house at an interest rate above four.
sure. So you're in the threes then.
Yeah, I'm 3.0.
Okay. So I mean, you know, you're not sure exactly what, you know, what you want, but I can tell you this is, you know, you bought it for, you know, whatever you bought it for, but you know, today's prices is, you know, around that 270, 280 range, and after commissions, fees, you know, it's gonna bring down to that 260, and you might walk out with a few $1,000s, depending on how, you know, how much you bought it for. But I mean, is that even something that?
Okay, so this is what you're saying, 280? Because that's not what I have got other offers for, so no, thank
No,
you.
that's not what I'm offering. I'm just being
You're
realistic.
saying 270, 280.
Well, I'm saying a number is different than just offering it. I'm not offering you anything right now. I'm just telling you kind of what the market is doing and asking.
So okay.
Go ahead.
So wait a minute. Are you a realtor or you're a person?
Both.
What are you? Are you buying, trying to buy? What is your exact position? What
I'm
are
an
you?
investor licensed within the company.
Investor. Okay.
So we are licensed
Well,
within the company. And
yeah, like I said, I don't. After I thought about it, after I filled the form out, investors, they don't really give you what your house is worth, no way. So I really wasn't thinking when I did that.
oh,
So
no, it's fine.
I can understand why you said 270 to 280. You're an investor, okay? Yeah, that's fine.
That's not the only thing is, you know, we're licensed within the company as well. So, you know, if you talk to an investor, you know, they might offer you 200,000. I mean, who knows what they'll.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's well. As a matter of fact, the house that I sold on Fort Sumter, you can look it up if you like. It wasn't updated. It wasn't nothing. 1555 square foot rancher, but it wasn't updated on the inside. Investor bought it for $225,000.
Good.
And it was built in 1979. So I'm just going by what you said. Investor may offer me $200,000. Oh no way. So
Well,
but
investors, they, you know, that's their niche, right? They try to buy it.
yeah, I mean, that's why the, yeah, that's why I said I don't know why I even filled that out, because investors are looking out for their end. So no, I wouldn't dare go that route. I mean, I can
Right.
understand that.
So here's the thing, you know, with being licensed and also being investor, you know, there's a ton of different options that, you know, we can kind of present and see if that works for you. Is, you know, at the end of this thing, you know, I guess a question for me, you know, that would be helpful is, you know, how much do you want to put in your pocket on a dollar figure?
See, that's like I said, I think, I just think I'm at a losing battle here right now, because my amount is just not realistic. So
I'll just say it.
I mean, put in my pocket $50,000 maybe, to put in my pocket.
Right.
So
Well,
you ask me,
what if you could get 20?
$20,000? No, that wouldn't be enough for me to even, no, I mean, like I said, I don't think this is the route for me. I don't know why I even,
Sure.
did that, but I don't
I'll
think
tell
that would
you
be
this, regardless of
it.
what you do is, you know, if you put it on the open market, you know, assuming that.
Yeah, because I see, okay, you said Wilkshire. I'm not cutting you off, excuse me. On Wilkshire, that's the street over from me.
Mm-hmm.
That house over there is exactly like this one. It's maybe a tad bit smaller, but it has the brick front. I think I just saw that on the market for $301,000, I think, right around on Wilkshire.
Uh-huh.
And it's made exactly like this one.
Right, so that you know, that so even if it sells for 300, that brings it down to 274 after commissions.
Yeah.
So,
and that would be nothing to pay. I have to pay the balance all, which is 239.
239.
You know. Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. So. But anyway, I'll just.
And you bought it for what? 255.
252. No, 252.
262.
Uh-uh, 252.
Okay. So you're in it for, you know, okay. I mean, what's more important, you know, is it?
I'm not going to give my house away. You know, I'll stay here. You know, I'm not going to do that.
That's not what I'm saying. I wouldn't.
Oh, you said which is more important. I mean,
yeah, and then, you know, is it? Here's the options. Is, you know, you can get, there's not $50,000 in this house. It doesn't matter who you talk to, how, you know, there's just not enough equity. You've had it for 2 years.
Right, not enough equity, yeah. That's not,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's just the facts. And, you know, we can discuss,
okay,
you know, from sundown to sunup, but, I mean,
yeah,
you and I both know that. So, you know, you can do a couple of different things. You can, you know, put it on the market and make, if you're good, you know, and someone knows what they're doing, maybe $20,000. Or you can take $20,000 as is. I mean, that's just kind of the only thing,
yeah,
you know, say to you.
Yeah. Like I said, I guess my only options, really sensible option, is just to stay here 2-3 more years, I guess, you know, so.
Right.
Looks like that's what I'm going to have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is stay here, you know, at least 5 years.
Well, let me ask you this: does your work, is it your work that's preventing you from moving? Because
I don't work; I'm retired.
Okay, gotcha.
Because
I'm trying to understand.
I'm 69. I'm 69 years old.
Oh, okay. I was. You sound much younger.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you. No, I'm 69. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, here's the thing is,
mm-hmm,
you got a house, you got a decent rate. Mm-hmm. You can.
Yeah, I got a decent rate. Yep.
You can, you know, go into an apartment, something more manageable, and, you know, make a few dollars, or you can wait and see what the market is going to do, whether that goes up or down. I mean, we're all speculating.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah, I just don't. Or either, and someone said rent it out. No, I don't think I want to be burdened with that.
Right.
To me, I know people that do that, but I don't know. You know, you would have to get a person to, what do you call those people? But still, I don't think I would want to do that.
So, you know, what's more important? Would you, you know, rather kind of wait it out and take a gamble on the market? Or, because here's the thing, we don't know, you know, after,
right,
after politics, you know, and the,
right,
you know, we don't know what the market's going to do.
We don't know, right.
So, you know, truth is, it's a seller's market right now, and I can't say that that's going to be the case for, you know, the next year. I mean, I can say probably for the next maybe, you know, month. It's easy to predict,
mm-hmm,
typical, you know, month-by-month basis. But
right,
anything after that, you're just kind of speculating. When the switch current turns off, it's
right. Yeah, just you know, just I guess I'm just losing battle, I guess. You know, I just have to wait and just see. You know, because like I said, I didn't think I would run into that problem when I sold that other house like this. I had no idea I would, you know, have been up against anything like that, because I have never experienced nothing like that ever. You know, I mean, you know, I had bought a house, and my first house I bought in 1988. And you know, when I sold that easy, you know, breezy, you know, I never experienced nothing like that
Sure.
back in 2000. I just never, you know, people bidding. I mean, why were they doing that? I mean, why were people doing that? Because of what was going on to make them overbid on a house?
Just the market and the demand, you know, is that's the truth. The demand is a lot, you know, it's deep right now, but it's not, you know, it's not like it used to be. So, I mean, from a professional standpoint, it's not necessarily going to get any better.
I don't, well, I'm, yeah, I'm not professional, and I don't even think so either.
So,
I mean, you know, I go look at a house for 270, and somebody bid $30,000 over. But to me, I think that, you know, I think that's, to me, they're messing themselves up. Do you think, you know, to me, those people that did that, how, you know, to me, that's not a good idea to have done.
well,
Overbid.
everybody's got their own, you know,
I guess
different
so.
strategy or whatever you want to call
I
it. But,
guess.
you know, the truth is things are more expensive now. You know, people are holding out on selling. People are, you know, holding out on buying. But it's still a good market to sell. But the thing is it's gonna get harder. And
So you think it's going to get hotter?
oh yeah, I mean it's definitely going to get harder. I mean, money's not going to get any cheaper.
What do you mean for the how harder for what?
For sellers, you
For
know, because
sellers, okay.
money is more expensive, and that's just a historical fact.
Yeah, I mean, but people are buying houses. I mean, well, you know, I mean, they're buying them. I mean.
Sure. I mean, you're right, people are buying, but you know, there's that middle class is really being cut right now. So, I mean, you got a few options, and you know, you do what you want to do. No, I don't have to
You keep
buy
saying options. I don't. What option? You only gave me about 25. You only gave me one option. I mean, you know, other than sit here and wait it out, other than stay here, and then you
Right.
said walk away with $20,000. Those are the only two options I heard.
Right. Well,
Yeah.
you know, like I said, you got, I said you got options, because, you know, you can do one of two things. You can play it out and set it, or, you know, list it, or, you know, just take the small equity out that you do have and, you know, go to an apartment.
You said take the small equity out. You said do what now?
Take the small equity that you do have within the property out. Because you've
Yeah.
already said you want to move. I mean, you.
I do. I mean, you know, I do, but you know, apartments are just as high as what I'm paying here or higher, really.
What is your
For
payment?
you can, well, when I first moved here, it was 1481. Then escrow shortage came in 1529.
Okay, 15:29.
And then
Next.
another escrow shortage has come, big one. Beginning July the 1st, it'll be 16 something, 16 something.
Did you get a adjustable rate mortgage?
No, indeed. No.
Don't shoot
No.
the messenger. I'm just asking the question.
Oh, no, indeed. Adjustable. We're not, we're ne no, FHA, no adjustable mortgage, no.
Okay.
And see, there's a lot of factors, you know, insurance companies. It's just, I just finished talking to my homeowner, you know, searching around for different homeowners and auto. You know, everything is going up because of what's happening. You know, if the insurance companies, they got to go up because they're putting out, you know, it's just a whole lot of factors that plays in. And
Well,
I, you know, the person I just spoke with today, she was telling me, you know, about the, you know, insurance.
sure. Well, you can do, you know, there's only a couple things that you can do right now is you can wait it out and you can hope for the best, or you know, you can make a decision that, I mean, you're 69, you told me that. I'm just being realistic here. I'm not telling you
Yeah.
anything you want to hear, but I'm just going to lay out the facts is, I mean, you're 69, you sound like you get around pretty good, but you know, I think that is something that you might should consider is, you know, if you're there alone by yourself, I mean, that's, you know, everybody gets older, and I'd personally, from my experience, you know, wouldn't want my mother being in a house by herself. That's just me personally. You know, I mean, it's relatively a large house for just one person.
Okay, and so what are you getting at? So, Ann, I'm trying to figure out what are you
Well,
saying?
I'm, you know, I hear you saying you want to move and you want to do it, but it, you know,
So
it
you're
doesn't.
saying, but you're saying a person like I shouldn't be living alone? I'm trying to figure out where is that? I mean.
Well, if you're planning for the future and you're thinking about selling, because you said you didn't know why you filled the form out, and I'm just trying to maybe help you put the pieces together.
Oh, like I said, you know, as long as willing, the Lord willing, I like my independence. I don't, you know, you know, I can't foresee down the future, but right now I love my the way I'm living now.
Okay.
And I wouldn't want to go and live with my daughter. I wouldn't, I want her to have her life too. No, I wouldn't dare think of that. No. No.
Sure.
No. No. So,
There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of things out there. There's a lot of places out there. I mean, you know, we do specialize and work within the state to help people find their new home. I mean, but if you don't want to sell, you know, there's really nothing that I can personally do to help you. And
yeah, you said if I don't want to sell.
yeah.
I didn't say that. I said sell under the circumstances which you just presented to me to
Sure.
walk away with $20,000. I didn't say, you know, if you had a better offer, maybe, but no, not for $20,000. That's the problem here, you know. But like I said, that's I just have to wait or whatever. No, because
It's just the problem is that it's the equity, you know, and
yeah, they, you know, equity. They, I mean, you know, yeah, but
all right, how about this? Let me run this by. I mean, I would love to work with you. I would
But
if
go
I.
ahead. What you go run by me? Go ahead. What you go run by me?
Well, first off, I'll say this. If we can work together, I'd love to work together. You seem fun and you got a good personality, so I'd love to work with
Right.
you. Can't, you know, oh well, we tried. But anyway, if you want more than $20,000, I personally, you all right, what
What
if
are you doing? What are you doing? Are you chopping wood? It sounds like you're doing something.
running the numbers here.
Oh, but it sounds like something is chopping, like you're working on something. Oh,
Well,
maybe that's the
I'm working
computer.
on this house, that's for sure.
You working on your house?
I'm working on the house that we're talking about.
Oh, maybe it's that you're hitting on the keyboard. It sounds like something just chopping, like chopping or something. Very hard, like you're cutting wood or something. But
No.
okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, we've already established the equity in the property. Sure.
Right.
All right, let me see. said your mortgage payment is $1,500?
Well, just what I said, six, beginning in July, it's going to go to 16-something. 1630. That says 1630.
Okay.
I can't remember. Right offhand.
That's fine.
What's that?
I'm just trying to run the numbers, see if I can make work.
I hear you say,
So, have you ever heard of delayed financing?
Delayed financing? No, I haven't.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
Because the only, you know, the thing that I'm trying to accomplish here is putting the money in your pocket the most, as much as possible.
You said what now?
I'm trying to work to see, if, you know, how to get you the most possible money in your pocket.
Okay.
And with doing so, I believe...
Mm-hmm.
That would probably maybe be an approach that might work for you, might work for,
what,
know.
The delayed financing method you just said? What are you referring to?
So maybe, you know, maybe you take the 20. Let's just say your mortgage gets assumed, so you're off the hook for the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
You take a certain amount of cash, whether it's, you know, $10,000 to $20,000 up front.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get payments on top of that.
You get payments?
Monthly.
You said I would get payments.
Correct.
From who? From where?
Well, I'm an investor.
Okay, I'm saying I don't know the process. You're saying I would get payments. And, I mean, explain everything.
Well, is that something that you'd be interested in taking? Let's just say this.
Mm-hmm.
You get $15,000 to $20,000 up front.
Up front. Mm-hmm.
You get that once you move to your next spot. That way you're not in a rush. And then when you do, and when, you know, we take possession, you get a monthly budget as well for a certain amount of time.
Okay. A monthly budget. Okay, what is that for? You said a monthly, for what? Why would I be getting that? Where would it be coming from? You said from you all, but, you know, I'm lost. Coming, why would that be done? Why?
So here's the thing. If I'm going to buy a house at, let's just say, retail, because realistically that's what I would be buying it for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only way for me to get you the most amount of money is for you to do something like that. And also, that's the only way it would make sense for me to buy it. So basically what I'm offering is, you know, let's just say a $300,000 purchase. What I'm theorizing is maybe a $300,000 purchase,
mm-hmm.
a $20,000 down payment,
mm-hmm.
you know, a delayed finance schedule with a couple hundred dollars a month until that, you know, balance gets paid off.
What balance on my home? What balance?
No, we take over the mortgage and we take that principal payment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just say you got $60,000 left.
But
you would
said I won't have, you know.
Mm-hmm. You said you have 239. Let's just call it 240.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a $60,000 gap.
Mm-hmm.
We give you $20,000, and then, you know, the $40,000 will be paid to you over time.
The $40,000 will be paid for, will be paid to me over time.
Correct. It's the only way that
mm-hmm.
it's the only way that you could actually get 300 for it anyway.
I'm just trying to understand it all.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
With $200 a month, and you're trying to, so you're talking about a balance of $40,000. Of how much balance that would be left for, you know, for you guys to give me X amount of money a month on what balance?
Let's see.
On the $60,000.
Correct. Well, it would be 40 because we're giving you 20 up front.
Okay, $40,000. Okay.
Yep.
So you're saying, you know how long? So 200, you said a couple of hundred dollars a month.
Right. But I mean,
I'm just trying to understand. I mean, I know this.
You're right. You're right. I'm just, I'm doing two things at once. I'm running the calculator. I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know anything about. Yeah. I'm trying to.
Okay.
Get some
that's basically nailed it. So, I mean, that's an option. I'm not opposed to that.
Mm-hmm. You're not opposed to it?
I wouldn't be, no. Assuming that the house is in decent shape.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, okay. I mean, you know, like I said, of course I would have, if I was to move forward, I would have to bring my daughter in to, because she's business, you know, she went to college for that. And because I'm really got holes right here. I don't understand the whole scenario of it. So.
Yeah, no, I get it. To be quite fair, you know, we just had a conversation and I kind of just made it up. So, I mean.
You kind of made it up. What'd you say?
Well, that's how you make deals, right? Is you have to be creative. So, you know.
As we speaking, okay, you made that up. What are you saying?
Yeah, meaning, you know, the present value of the house.
You said you made it up. So you didn't make that up. This is what you're calculating, right? You're working on numbers.
But maybe I'm using the wrong verbiage. But
yeah, you said made it up. I'm thinking, you know, in my mind, made it up. You know.
No. I created this. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I'm trying to say. So
okay.
This is, you know, this solution, this financial, you know, whatever you want to call it, this is something that would work for me on a buying schedule. It just has to make sense to you. That's all.
Right. That was it. Okay. It would have to make sense for me, you know. You know, we could possibly take a look at that.
Okay.
I mean, I'm in no rush. I'm not going anywhere. You don't have to sell it. We don't have to buy it. So, I mean, you do whatever you want.
I'm just interested in this delayed financing part of it. If that's, once I get all the knowledge on that, if it makes sense, you know, it makes sense. If it don't, it don't. You know, that's what I'm zoning in on this right here, the delayed finance, which you get brought up.
Mm-hmm. So the reason why I brought that up, too, is, you know, when you get to your next place, you know, places aren't necessarily cheap. And
I know. Decent place, decent. And, I don't live anywhere. That's never been cheap.
Yeah, so if I can credit you $200 a month for, you know.
$200 a month. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then, you know, I think you
but
could
okay.
make
it. Okay, $200 a month on a $40,000. I mean, so that's what I'm saying. That's the part where I'm not understanding that part there. Do you know how long does it take to pay $40,000 or $200 a month? I can do the calculating, but I'm just asking. I can calculate it, but
I
I'll be
mean,
dead by then probably to pay
it
off $40,000.
would be on or before, right? So, you know,
it would be what?
On or before, meaning, you know, I think $200 a month, that would probably be what? 200 months?
12 is what? 212 is what? $24?
That would be 200 months.
200 times 12, okay. But this is the way I'm going to calculate it. Okay, $200 a month.
Well, that's 16 years.
Yeah. Is it 16 years?
Correct.
Yeah, well, okay.
And, you know, you can set it up to transfer to whoever, but, and I guess the reason maybe I haven't answered it, you know, is if I'm paying you retail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have to have flexibility with the funding, and that's why I'm willing to pay a little bit more. So that's really, if you're
okay.
wondering, that's really where I'm at.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Okay, the $200, is that guaranteed monthly, or that's something I'm that's part I need
yep.
to try to understand.
Yeah, it's a promissory note, guaranteed.
Okay. Do you do this? Have you all ever done this? I can't word it right.
But
I know you're
an
investor.
The numbers are always different, but
of course. Mhm. Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, you know, we can go further, you know, but I would like to be, you know, with my daughter too.
Okay.
Where are you? I mean, where would we meet to, you know, discuss all these things? An office or what are you?
I have a building, office, you know,
whatever.
What
part of town are you in?
Ashland.
Oh, gosh, you're in Ashland. Oh, okay.
You don't like Ashland?
No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying because if I were to come there, my daughter would bring me in. But I'm not a highway driver. I look at it like that. I'm not a highway driver. But if we were to get together, my daughter, you know, she would be driving. I don't do highways anymore.
Okay.
No, that's the only reason why I said that.
Yeah, that's not a problem. I have plenty of friends that are the same way.
I don't know why. I didn't used to be like this all the time, but now, well, tractor trip. I don't know why I'm. Don't like I'd ride with someone on the highway, but even then, I just get a little antsy. I get, you know, I have to hide my face. I just don't like, you know, this does something to me for some reason. But
sure,
I guess because the tractor trailer hit us, you know, way back 40 some years ago. I guess I don't know. Maybe I got what do you call it? Anxiety. What do you call it when stuff
yep.
happens and you never let it go or whatever?
Yep, anxiety.
Yep. Yeah. And okay, well, I'm gonna get. So okay, let me ask you this. And out of the clear blue, you wouldn't help me find another place. You all don't do that part of it, right? You know what I'm
saying?
Well,
you know, everything.
I'm just adding yes or no. It's just fine. I'm just trying to figure out, you know.
Well, you know, if you know, I don't know about you, but my employees, they're not free. So if we help you find a new place, then
mm-hmm.
that would push things a little bit. But I'm more than willing.
You said what? Now your phone kind of crashed up a little bit. You said if your employees what and it crashed up, your phone.
I don't know about you, but you know mm-hmm. our employees here they don't work free.
Mm-hmm.
If we were to help you find a new place, then you know that would change the numbers a little bit. Which I'm happily willing to do.
No, I mean, okay, change your numbers. I know it shouldn't be drastically changed. I mean, just to, unless you take months and years to find me a place. I mean, you know, what is the fee for, you know, getting things in order?
Sure.
Say if I sell this house in August, will you have something for me in September to go, you know.
Right, and...
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can definitely talk that through if that's something that you're interested in.
And
Yeah, much so.
okay.
Because, like I said, as I'm talking to you, oh, trust me, I've Googled delayed financing as while I was talking to. But like I said, I'm going to talk with my daughter. What is your availability? We will have to come to your office, right? Where you are, we will have to do that, right?
Yeah, that I think that would probably be the most appropriate place.
Okay. So, what are your availability? What are your schedules like? It will
I'm
have to be in the morning, something in the morning.
well, I'm available tomorrow. I have an appointment at one.
No, not tomorrow. No, not maybe sometime next week. Or no, not tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe, one day next week or whatever.
Oh, it's up to you. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh,
So
okay. So, wait a minute. The number that you called me on, this is your number? This
correct.
is your contact number?
Yes,
Wait a
ma'am.
minute. What number? Oh, I can't see it while I'm on the phone, but the number that the 804, that's your number?
Yes.
Because I can't see it right now while I'm on the phone. Okay.
Yep.
And your name is what again? What is your name?
Zach.
Zach. Okay. Well, okay, Zach. Can I give you? I'll give you a call tomorrow and let you know. I'm gonna talk with her and see what she her availability is for next week.
Okay.
Okay.
And
Anything else? Any other solutions? That's it.
well, I don't have much to work with here, so
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
this is as best as I can do.
Yeah, I mean, well, okay. So, okay, one last question. I'm gonna ask you this, and then I'm going. Now, okay, you're proposing $300,000. So, say everything goes through, blah 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 blah. What would you do with this house? Where would you get your profit? How would you get it? I
Well,
mean, but because you're going to sell this house, right? You're not going to let the, I mean, what are you going to do with the house?
it's not a flip. We can rule that out, right?
It's not a flip. Yeah.
So, I mean,
So,
buy and hold and rent it.
oh, you would rent it. You would rent it out, you think? You would rent it?
Yes.
Okay. Well.
But at that point, you're already out.
Oh, I'm just asking. I know. I'm just asking on your end for as far as what well, even if yeah, what would you could you still could sell it? Could you still to make your money back, right?
No.
You can't. Why?
There's
Because.
money to be made. The only money to be made is if you do it right, then you rent it out. You potentially will make money if you do it right. I'm an investor and I rent a lot of properties out, so
You do?
I will
Oh,
rent.
you rent a lot of properties. Oh, what do you got for me then? If you rent a lot of properties, you don't have one for me?
Well, we're not working together yet, remember?
No, I'm just joking with you. When
Me
you
too.
said that, and I asked you to help me find a place, if you rent a lot of properties, you should have said, well, I've got a lot of properties I can rent you. But you didn't say
Anything
that.
is on the table. We haven't.
I would like for it to be if okay, let me run this to you. I would like do you rent houses or what do you rent, both houses, apartments? I don't know what you rent out. I would like to rent a house.
Okay.
Not really an apartment because I don't think I would like, really don't really I don't think that'd be such a good idea.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we can definitely discuss things, further along,
Okay.
and
Okay, that's fair enough. Okay.
as you talk with your daughter and kind of put together the pieces of the puzzle, we can go down, down that direction.
Okay. Well, okay. Said everything was to take place. Is it, would it be a you know, a quick transaction? I would have to, ooh, hurry up and get out. I mean, you know, say everything goes well and everybody agrees. When do I have to vacate these premises?
When we find you a new place, or when you find yourself a new place?
Oh, okay. I can stay here until I find me something.
We're all human here, I think.
I'm just trying to figure out. No, these are important questions because, you know, I know we are human, but like I said, I've never done something like this before. That's why I'm asking.
Sure. No, fine. You're fine. I just assume that.
I just happened to think about it just now, you know, because if you're taking over, you know, I don't know when I will have to leave here.
Sure.
So that's why, you know, I was asking you, you know.
Yeah, everyone is
that different. Part.
Everyone is different, but we.
Okay.
Like I said, we're
okay.
not going anywhere. I do this every day.
Okay.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Us. We don't
oh,
have
better.
To. You know, we're not rushing anything either.
Okay. Okay then, Zach. Okay, well, that's my daughter on the other end. I'm going to run this. I'm going to talk with her, and I'll probably give you a call back on tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and so we can set up something for next week.
Okay.
You think so? What time is it? Time good time to call tomorrow? A certain time?
You can call me. I can't guarantee that I'll pick up the phone, but I'll promise that I'll call you back.
Okay then. Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. It's been nice
awesome.
Talking with you.
Yeah, nice talking to you as well. If I don't answer, then just shoot me a text message.
Text message. Okay, then. All right. Thank you.
All right, Deborah. I'll talk with you tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All right.